Again, to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And I should be reading out of the 7th chapter, verses 7 and 8. And St. Luke out of the 13th chapter, verses 10 through 13. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. St. Luke 13, beginning at verse 10. And he was teaching one in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. As Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Sometimes you shouldn't have to ask. Sometimes you shouldn't have to ask. The song said this is the way that we praise him. We clap our hands, we lift our voices, and even in the depths of our hearts actually jump for joy as we praise the Lord our God. Then there are those that praise him sort of in a more silent manner, but yet they praise him. And then there are some that refuse to praise him in any manner, but God is still good to them. There are those of us in here this morning that have a testimony. Look where he brought me from. And in that testimony, we can declare that the God that I serve, he hears and he answers prayer. And also within that testimony, that there's somebody that can say, I know what prayer can do. Because they found themselves in a situation that they couldn't handle all by themselves, but they were aware that there is a higher power. And we've been told that if we believe in that higher power, that if we ask him for anything, especially if we ask in his name, that it shall be given unto us. We're taught as children by our parents that if you see something that you want and it does not belong to you, then the proper thing is to ask for it. There are a lot of things that people that does not mind you having them, but they want you to ask, especially if it does not belong to you. But we have a mind and we have people that go about doing what they want to do when they want to do it, and they have no idea. They do not care how it affects somebody else. We associate ourselves every day with some people that could care less whether we live or whether we die. And then there are some people that we sort of look over that are secretly praying for us, that God will bless us, that God will keep us. You know, that there's a good thing to know is that there are times that we have to pray and talk to God. And I'm so glad that every time I talk to God, I'm not on bended knees with my eyes closed. Because there's some times I got to talk to God with my eyes wide open. There's some times that I got to talk to God even when I don't feel like talking to him. I got to talk to God. There's some times when I want to talk to God and I don't really feel like talking. But I thank God that somebody said he even know my mind. what I'm thinking and what I'm going through. And I'm inclined to believe the songwriter that said that if I can't say a word, then I wave my hand. And as I wave my hand, I know that even in my wave that there's some communicating going on. I'm communicating to my God that I'm not able to say what I want to say this morning, but I want you to know that I'm in the house. Does God know you in the house this morning? When you come into the house of God, you ought to come as a witness. God has blessed me one more time. By the grace and the mercy of God, he's allowed me into this sanctuary in fellowship one more time. I have another opportunity to thank God for how he's blessed me and how he kept me through another week's journey. On any given day, there's going to be some joy, there's going to be some sadness, there's going to be pain, there's going to be tragedy, there's going to be sickness, there's going to be death. And every day, the gift of life comes. God sends us all of these brand new little babies to continue to plenish this world. And the Bible teaches that every day is a day of thanksgiving. So on that day, if you are one of those that on that day you are having pain and sickness and sorrow, it's still a day of thanksgiving. On that day when you seem like everything is falling into place, it's your day. Anybody ever had a day that it seemed like this is my day? Everything is falling right into place. I got up this morning and everything was just like I wanted it to be. I found exactly what I wanted to put on. My hair fell right into place and everything locked up. I cranked the car and the car cranked up and I got from A and I got to B. And when I got to B, I found that everything was all right. Everybody was safe. Everybody was all right. Everybody was doing what God would have them to do. And I went about my day, and as I went about my day, lo and behold, God blessed me on the left, and he blessed me on the right. And just when I thought all my blessings were gone, and I went and I found myself somewhere to sit down, I heard a knock on the door, and there was a blessing standing right there at my door. That was my day. Anybody ever have a good day? Come on, church. God is tired of us always having a bad day, always worrying him every day. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, my back hurt. Lord, my blood done went up. Lord, my sugar account done went up. Lord, my cupboard is almost bare. Lord, I looked at my life being, hallelujah. The things in our life affects us whether we want to admit it or not. But how are you going to handle it when you don't have a good day? And what I'm trying to say is God is tired of us always mumbling and complaining. If we serve such a great God, don't we ever have a day where we can just have joy? I look around in this house this morning, I get a smile here and a smile there every now and again, but just to look at us, you think that we are not blessed by the best? You think that most of us are hungry and don't have nowhere to lay our head? You may not have a job that you used to have, but you still been eating? If we can get to a place where we stop complaining all the time and always on negative street. There comes a time even when we're going through hell, we got to stand straight up. Keep on smiling. Keep on putting on our little clothes. Don't let the enemy know that you're going through. Look good when you're catching hell. And what'll happen, you will draw somebody. Somebody that know that they're going through too and they saw you going through, but you're not crying, you're not having a pity party. You're not the only one that got a problem. think about your friend that you lay everything on. Get him a break sometime. I can't never tell you what I'm going through, Dad, because you always got something. I got a problem today. The Bible said the strong will bear the infirmities of the weak. But come on. You ain't getting nothing. Week after week, you ought to be getting something. Running out of here talking about we had a good time and you don't even know what's happening. They had a good time. They heard the word. They know what was going on. All you heard was the music. You saw the shouting and we had a good time. You ain't had nothing but an experience to watch somebody else praising. Anybody want some of that for themselves? That's why I use my notes. When God delivers all the needs of the people, you can talk all day. We are in a situation where we need to get it together. Stop going through the motions. We got church, but we go through the motions. It's time for us to, and I'm not saying that everybody is hypocritical. What I'm saying is that we got to be real. We got to have a commitment. We got to have a follow-up spirit. When we hear what God said, that means get up and do something about your situation. Don't continue to sit there and wait for God to just drop it in your hands. You have not because you ask not. Then when you ask for it, God didn't say, I'm going to deliver it, special deliver it to your doorstep. You got to get up sometime and go and knock on some doors. If you say that the Lord is the light of your salvation, then you ought to act like he is your light. Jesus was a chosen vessel that redeemed all of our lives. And we are just like the children of Israel. We do what we want to do when we want to do it. But there comes a time when you're going to have to answer to God. There may be some of you this morning that are wondering, have all of my running been in vain? But if what you're doing is for the Lord, then it's not in vain. Because what you have to understand is that a lot of time, don't look for a reward down here. Don't look for somebody else to pave the way for you other than Jesus Christ himself. Know that God wants us all to hear the good news and to go out and share the good news with our brothers and our sisters. Understand that there are going to be times in your life when your burdens are going to get so heavy that you feel like you cannot hardly make it. But when you remember that the Lord is my light and my salvation, that he will always be in the midst. God wants us this morning to be able to have a mind to trust him. And in trusting him, we got to know that if we ask God for something, then whatever we ask God, he is able to give it unto us. Matthew says through the teachings of Jesus, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Everywhere in those two verses, I see action. I don't see nobody laid back. I don't see nobody waiting on the blessing to fall on them. I see that when Jesus taught the disciples as well as he's teaching us this morning, Jesus says, ask and it shall be given. If you need something and you don't know where it is, seek it out and you'll find it. Have you ever lost something, looked for it, couldn't find it? Lost something else, looked for it, found what you were looking for the other day, but you still can't find what you're looking for right now. But now, if you really, really want it, you keep on looking. You backtrack, you go here, you go there, you look in places that you know have no earthly idea. It ought not be there, but I'm going to look anyhow because I want what I'm looking for. So if you want it bad enough, you got to keep looking till you find it. And if by chance you run up on a closed door, well, mama taught me to knock. If I knock on the door, then somebody might be on the other side. So you can come in. But what happens when there's nobody on the other side? You're knocking and you still can't get in. Somebody got a key and you still can't get in. Folk know that you got a key. So they realize that I'm going to have to put another lock on this door. Anybody come through here, I'm going to know they're coming through. Because in order for them to get through, they got to do what? Thank you for knowing the answer. Jesus tells us that everyone that asks. Now, this is what Jesus says. Jesus says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. So are you going to believe Jesus? Or are you going to believe the circumstance that is before you? Are you going to believe Jesus? Or are you going to believe that negative friend that you deal with that always going to tell you that you cannot make it? Are you going to believe Jesus? Or are you going to continue to say, I can't do this, I can't sing, I can't do this, I can't do that. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Jesus who gives me my strength. So now, is anybody in here willing to get rid of can't and change it around to some things what I can do? There's some things that I know I cannot do, but there are a lot of things that I found out that I can do. And the reason why I can do them is because I know that the Lord is my shepherd. The reason I can do it is because I know that the Lord is the light and the strength of my life. If we believe in the power of God, then we believe that we are the light of the world. And if we are that light, we got to let our light so shine that somebody might be able to see Jesus in us. Sometimes when we see a need, we need to be able to take action and not wait for somebody to ask. Jesus taught, ask and it shall be given. But now, if we are to be more like Jesus, then there are going to come some situations and some circumstances that we are going to be faced with where sometimes you shouldn't have to ask. Even though Jesus says ask now, we're talking about being more like Jesus. So we need to take every opportunity to be about our Father's business. We need to know that whatever we do for the least of our brethren, Jesus said, you do unto me. So now, if you are a helper in the community, if you are a rock in the family, if you are one that have been doing favors for this one and favors for that one, don't pat yourself on the back, but just be glad that God bless you, that you are able to be a blessing to somebody else. You see, sometimes we got to understand that when there is a need, you might be the one that God has put in the position to be their help. Sometimes you shouldn't have to ask. Let us look at our text. Jesus is being criticized for healing somebody on the Sabbath day. I don't care how many times we try to do good. There's always going to be somebody evil. There's always going to be somebody that's going to find some fault in what you do. But you got to learn to do whatever the Lord tells you to do. When we look at our text this morning, we find that Jesus again was teaching in the synagogue. And on this particular day, it was the Sabbath day. Behold, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. This woman was bowed down and could in no ways lift herself up. Come here, woman. This woman. Bend over, woman. This woman was in the presence of Jesus. Now, don't get up till I tell you. Jesus was here, he was there, and he was preaching and teaching the disciples. Jesus has been all over Israel, all over Jerusalem, all over the land, teaching and even traveling across the water. All of that time, this woman has been in this condition. She's been leaned over just like that for 18 years. When the Lord gave me the illustration, my first thought was to get an older woman. But I knew an older woman wouldn't be able to last. So God sent me a younger woman this morning. And I didn't start her at the beginning because I know that that's got to be uncomfortable. She's already wondering, is he ever going to tell me to get up? Is he ever going to use me for what he brought me out here for? I'm using you right now, daughter. Keep leaning. For 18 whole years. Think about it. Now you're laughing, but I could have asked you. But I thank God for her love and her obedience to be used as a vessel this morning. Now, somebody might look at this woman and say, why he used that woman? I know this about that woman. I know that about that woman. I see that that woman ought not be used, but God said, use this woman. Because God can choose whomsoever he will to use as a vessel to get his message across. It is not up to us to decide who's going to be blessed and who's not going to be blessed. But for 18 long years, this woman had been in that condition. The Bible said that Jesus looked out and he saw the woman. The woman that had been bound for 18 years with a spirit of infirmity, the woman was possessed by a demon. And the demon had her so messed up that she couldn't even lift her body back up. The woman been looking at the ground for 18 years. Don't you think the woman want to see the sky? Don't you think the woman want to see the birds? Don't you think the woman want to lift up and just be able to straighten out her back? Well, the Bible said that the woman didn't have to go and ask Jesus. Look at her. I know she needs some help. So why should she have to ask me to help her? You get it? If you don't think about it when you get home, it'll come to you. Jesus looks at the woman. And the Bible says, he didn't wait on the woman to say, oh, Jesus, I'm standing in need of a blessing. Oh, Jesus, let me tell you my life story. The woman just stood there in that condition. But Jesus, out of love, out of sin and need, the Bible says Jesus went and laid his hands on her. And immediately, she straightened up. Thank you, daughter. See, what we got to understand is that when Jesus put his hands on you, when Jesus see a need in your life, he don't have to wait on you to ask him. Sometimes when you see a need in your brother or sister's life, Don't wait on them to ask you. If they look like they're hungry, then give them something to eat. If they look like they need some clothes to put on their back, just go in the closet and get something out. Don't go saying you ought to go over to the social service, but go right in your closet. Get an old coat out that you don't wear. Say, I see a need, and you don't have to ask me. Some folk are too proud to ask for what they need, and they find themselves going without. But I'm saying to the Christian man and woman, when you see a need right before your eyes, don't wait on them to ask you. Sometimes you have to move without them asking. You got to take the initiative just like Jesus. See the need and take care of the need. And the Lord God will bless you. Sometimes you don't have to ask. I'm glad that God blesses us despite ourselves. Every one of us in here have a need. Are we going to ask God? Some things we got to ask for. Then there's some things when God see that need, he just steps in and take care of the need. 18 long years in a bent over, messed up situation. But one day, just by being in the presence of Jesus, she was at the right place at the right time. For when Jesus saw her, said, I don't need to know your life story. I don't need to know why you're in that condition. Only thing I know is that I'm able to help you. And I'm coming to your rescue. I'm going to help you. I'm going to deliver you. And as you read that, it says that immediately, out of 18 years of turmoil, pain in your body, but when Jesus steps in, immediately your situation changes. Is there a witness in here this morning that have ever seen Jesus step into your situation and you thought that you never was going to get any better? You thought it never was going to change, but out of nowhere, Jesus turned it around in your favor. I thank God for that this morning. Because I found out that sometimes we look at a situation and we'll send somebody else or tell them to go see somebody else instead of taking care of the situation ourselves. But I thank God for Jesus. When Jesus sees the need, he steps in to the rescue and he takes care of the need. Don't let your loved ones, even your enemy, don't let them stand before your eyes and you see a desperate need and you close your eyes like you don't see it. You're killing your own blessings. You would be surprised how blessed you would be just to be a little blessing to somebody. And understand this, and I'm finished. Every blessing, thank God, is not a piece of money. When we get to a place where we can recognize blessings that are not monetary, are not materialistic, but just a blessing. It's a blessing when you care enough about somebody just to pray for them. Pray their strength. Pray their healing. Pray that the enemy, the devil, the demon would get up off of them and they can lift themselves up. And if you're not able to do that, know that we serve a God that has all power, a God that knows your condition, a God that looks upon your condition and he doesn't judge, but he comes to your rescue. Sometimes you shouldn't have to ask. There are times when you just need to respond. That message is one that a lot of folk wouldn't want to hear because some of us are so selfish to where as long as I got what I need, and mine got what they need, then we all right. Too bad for them over there. Them over there is your brothers and your sisters. Those are the blessings that you can reel in even more blessings. Because the Bible says when we do that, God will bless us so much that we won't even have room to store all of our blessings. Is there someone this morning that would like to ask God, Lord, let me be your vessel. Let me be your instrument. You see, they had problems with the fact that it was done on the Sabbath day. But Jesus says, if you can go and water your animals to keep them from dying on the Sabbath, can't I take time out to heal a child of God, a seed of Abraham, one that I know that was made from the dust of the ground? And I breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and this man became a living soul. That living soul is worth much more than your animals that are out in the field. And if that animal out in the field, if you can take time out on the Sabbath to do something for them, any day is a good day to be healed. And the Lord can heal any time that he wants to. But there's always going to be a strive or somebody in the congregation or in the midst that's going to find some negative things to say about the good things that they've seen happen.